Hello, everyone. This is Jay with the Magnify Him Together podcasts. This is episode number 85. Today's title is Inspiration, the First Missionary Journey. And it's the first podcast in our series on Timothy, a character study. What inspires you? I want you to think of an example of someone in your life who has been an inspiration to you. In this first podcast, we're going to find out who Timothy's inspiration was in his life. And we'll find out that he has more than one inspiration. He had lots of good examples, but he was also experiencing many of the challenges of fitting in to the place where he had grown up. Well, in his family, he had challenges. He had a father who was not a source of encouragement to him in spiritual things. There was no synagogue in the place where he grew up called Lystra. At least the Bible doesn't give us any indication that there was a large enough group of Jews to form a synagogue. And being a half-Jew, Timothy grew up uncircumcised. And so we can imagine what it might have been like for him to be part of a very small Jewish community, but maybe not feeling like he fit in very well with that community. And what was more is that there were lots of Gentiles surrounding him. He lived among the Lycaonians, who were a very superstitious group of people. But Timothy had many blessings as well. He had a mother and a grandmother who were very faithful, and we learn about his mother and grandmother in one of the most famous verses that you'll ever hear in a Christadelphian public lecture. It comes from 2 Timothy chapter 3. And in the Apostle Paul's last writing, which happens to be to Timothy, when he's grown up and he's far away from Lystra now, he says to Timothy that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. From a child you've known the holy scriptures. And that word there, child, carries the idea of a very young child, an infant even. And so from even the days before Timothy could read for himself, he had the scriptures read to him. He was taught out of the Bible by someone very close to him. And we learn about who they were, these people very close to him, in the beginning of 2 Timothy. We learn about his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. They were women of great faith, and doubtless they had a role in instructing Timothy by doing the readings with him from a very early age. And it was a great blessing that Timothy had. But as we said, we also had those great challenges. But little did Timothy know that coming into Lystra would be two of the greatest examples that he would ever meet, apart from these two women here at Lystra. And we read in Acts chapter 14 that finally these two great preachers arrive to his city of Lystra. And it says in Acts chapter 14 that there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers against Paul and Barnabas, to use them despitefully and to stone them. And they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel. And we read in Acts chapter 14 all about the preaching that took place by Paul and Barnabas at Lystra. And it was at Lystra that there was an impotent man, someone who had never walked from the time that he was born, and he was healed by Paul when he was preaching. And the people of Lycaonia, these very superstitious people, rejoiced And they said that the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men, in verse 11. And they called Barnabas Jupiter, who was the chief god of a pantheon, and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Mercury was the messenger god in the pantheon. And it says that the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people and convinced them not to go ahead with the sacrifice unto them. Now, this was in Lystra. This took place in Timothy's city. This took place in the city of Timothy and his mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois. And after this healing and this preaching, something incredible happens. Well, that same group that was going after Paul and Barnabas violently to try and stone them had actually convinced some of those here in Lystra to turn against Paul and Barnabas after having heard the preaching and seen this great miracle. And it says that there came there certain Jews, in verse 19, from Antioch and Iconium. Those were the two places that Paul and Barnabas had fled from to come to Lystra and later Derbe. And it says that they persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. And so finally they have their way, these people. But look what it says in verse 20. It's an incredible verse in verse 20, because it speaks to the success of the preaching that Paul and Barnabas had in Lystra up to that point. It says that, howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. Well, what does that tell us? Well, it tells us that Paul and Barnabas were long enough in Lystra to preach, to heal, as we read, but also to convert people, to make them disciples. And that's exactly what Jesus commissioned the apostles to do at the very end of the Gospel of Matthew, to go and to make disciples of all nations and to baptize them. And so here are believers who were willing to put themselves into harm's way, who had been in Lystra and heard the preaching, and they're there with Paul. They didn't flee in the middle of this persecution. And so Paul rises up and he comes into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe, and they preach the gospel there, and then they come back again to Lystra. So Paul and Barnabas come back again into this city, the city of Timothy, the city of Lois and Eunice. And wouldn't you love to know what it was that they said to the brothers and sisters there, after they had come back to the very city that they had experienced this persecution, where Paul himself had been stoned? Well, you know what? We know exactly what it was that they said. It says in verse 22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Wouldn't you listen to that talk? Wouldn't you believe that they were sincere in all the preaching that they were giving, saying that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God, when Paul himself was one who was stoned and taken up dead and yet rises up and comes back into the city? That was Timothy's family's first exposure to what the gospel was all about. And from that moment on, the family of Timothy, we believe, if they had not already come into the truth, now came into the truth, or soon after would come into the truth, knowing of the events of this particular time. Because by the time that Paul comes back to visit these people later on in Acts chapter 16, Timothy is already a disciple himself. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next time for the next episode in this series on Timothy, a character study, on the Magnify Him Together podcast.